Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I mean, make the contrast or the distinction maybe between a person who trusts Christ for their eternity but doesn't live like these things you just talked about are true versus a person who actually enters into the reality of what you're talking about.
Well, that's the key, isn't it? And the idea that this is not something that happened in the past, it's over, forget it. No, it affects us every day, every evening, every morning. And we have to learn to live in the light of the fact that our Father in heaven is a holy God, and he calls us to live in the light, which means that we live in the light of God's word, and we will stumble along the way, no question, sometimes mini stuff, sometimes maxi behavior, which isn't right. And so we need to constantly be walking in the fact that, Lord, forgive me once again. Cleanse me and wash me. I want to walk in the light. And, you know, I think that the more you are awake to the reality of God's holiness and you confess it every time you realize you said something, you did something, or you thought something that wasn't right, and you seek forgiveness, you live in the light, and it makes you stay away from sin and evil, and you hate it. In the book of Psalms, it says, those of you who love God hate evil. And that's true. The closer you are to the light, the more you see your wrinkles and spots, and therefore you want to be cleansed. And so if a believer doesn't live in that light, they can be as discouraged practically as an unbeliever and can be sort of feeling defeated, even though they, as they said in the old days, they're on the victory side because they're with Jesus Christ. But if they don't live in the light of what Christ did on the cross and how it affects us day by day, keeping us in fellowship with God, pushing us to walk in the light and to enter the very presence of God in prayer, in worship, and in listening to the Holy Spirit, yes, they miss out on one of the greatest privileges of being a child of God, and that is to be able to enter God's presence, excuse me, with a sense of awe and greatness and grandeur, and then also be able to pray intercessory prayers and see consequences and results. So those are the things that you miss if you don't walk in the light of this marvelous truth.
So good. And don't you think also, Luis, that when unbelievers are watching our lives, I would say more often than not, the things that they stumbled over in us are the unredeemed areas, so to speak, the areas where we've not given God access to bring correction and healing and redirection. I mean, sometimes people are stumbling over the Jesus in us, but I think other times it's our stuff that we've not really surrendered to the Lord. What do you say?
The fact is that we cannot really help another person if we ourselves are not walking in the light of God's purpose and God's will for our life.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.